with that said, our joys, our concerns, and our praises. I mentioned that Nicole Bartlett that lives in the back here, the lady that got shot in the draw when they were at the exit at Thomasville Road. It's been a month or so ago down, maybe longer. And she sent us a note and thanking us for our prayers and so forth. And she's starting to recover, so we're grateful for that. Are there any other joys, concerns, and praises you all might have this morning?
I just wonder if anybody is watching the PBS special, The American. It's just amazing. I have a very unrealistic view of what it was really all about. I mean, there were as many slaves fighting against the colonists and as many what they call still faithful to the king. That there was a battle in South Carolina, just as an example, 1,000 men on each side, and there was no British there, except for the fellow that led the royalists and the slaves who wanted to be free. Families disagreeing to the point where one brother would kill another. It's just, we think we got it bad today.
Yeah.
It's always been that way.
Yeah.
That's what I've gotten out of it so far.
Yeah, I was watching it, and my grandson came in, and he said, "What are you watching?" I said, "I'm watching the PBS special on American Revolution." I said, it's just really enlightening. I'm like you. I knew about it, and I thought about it, but to hear the stories and the details of what they went through and the lives that was shed and the blood that was shed for us to end up with a country like we have. It's a good time of the year, Thanksgiving, to say thank you, God, for what our forefathers did for us. Not only the founding fathers, but the people that lived here that wanted freedom, both slave and free. It was just, if you're not, I guess it's going to be a repeat probably too. It was on PBS called The American Revolution.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, me too. It was really good. Don.
Good friend of ours, Alan, his wife Jean, has some sort of blood cancer, not going so well right now. She goes for her first chemo treatment tomorrow.
Mm. She's local. They're getting the treatments local.
Yeah.
We got a good cancer center in Tallahassee. She's proof of that.
Yeah.
We'll keep her in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer this morning. Jamie.
So, a couple of things. Woman who works for me has been suffering with kidney stones over the last several years. And she knew she was going to have surgery for them. She was planning on it in February. Her body thought differently. And so she underwent the surgery Friday afternoon. And she texted me that she's doing well. But it takes her about 2 weeks to kind of get over everything. And Craig got some news about Howard. He's struggling with it. And then my surgery on Wednesday.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Good to see you.
Hi.
Good morning.
I got to get your up-to-date phone number, Sarah.
Okay.
I got your phone number. I got that doesn't work. We're grateful that you're here. You're looking good.
Sorry.
Things going well with you?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah, seeing it, but I'll be alright.
Good. Yeah, Sarah Holton. Some of you probably knew her dad, and we did his homecoming service a year or so ago, I guess. So we're grateful that you're here.
Thank you.
And Miss Linda.
Remember all the people that don't have food and all the people that have lost loved ones recently and going through their first holidays without their family.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, yes. Anybody else? Miss Judy.
My nephew in Atlanta is fighting cancer. And now that he's the son of my sister-in-law that died in Medicare. And he had it in his colon, and then they found that it's in his lung and his liver. So,
Yeah. Lord, hear our prayer. Miss Betty.
Traveling mercies.
Yes, Betty and Phil are going to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade in New York City. Bless their heart. I think it would be great once you get there. But the traveling to and from. Sarah.
Speaking of loss, last April I lost my fiance, then my dad in August, then my best friend in November, and then my new boyfriend in March, and then another friend in April. So these holidays are a little rough.
Wow.
So
wow. That's a lot.
That's a whole lot.
That's a lot. And so
you've got everyday life problems and
so
finding the trying to be in the right relationship and end up with one of these and
That's why we hang on to the blessed hope that we have in Christ, because this life is temporary.
Several people who are dealing with loss on the holidays, I'm 100% prepared to write it.
Well, you're in the right place among like-kind people that believe in God and share the blessed hope that we have, because we need each other. We need each other. Anybody else this morning?
Yes,